In our particular program, we've taken the sort of an AA model as well as a peer model that comes out of an organization in the DC area, and we've merged it together to look like one veteran helping one veteran. We know there are lots of groups around. We know that the VA does a great job with their PTSD groups, but we saw a real need and a missing piece for a veteran helping a veteran. We know studies have shown that veterans speak better to other veterans. They respond better to other veterans. So the goal of our program is to take a veteran who has been successful, who has, you know, is working, has a healthy family life, is moved beyond his time in service, to come alongside a veteran who's just coming out of the service, who maybe doesn't know where to go, doesn't know how to apply for a job, doesn't know how to translate the skills he's come out of the service with into something that would appeal to a civilian employer. Also, we're dealing with a lot of PTSD issues, and that was really why we were given funding to at the very beginning, was we saw in New York State as well as around the country that there are an awful lot of servicemen and women coming out with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, or even just post-traumatic stress, as well as TBI, traumatic brain injury. So many of our veterans right now are dealing with traumatic brain injury, which has a whole host of other issues, including inability to concentrate, communicate, all those things. So by bringing along an older veteran who, or even not necessarily that much older, but one who is doing well in his life, to come alongside a veteran who maybe has not been doing so well, is struggling, or is dealing with issues from past poor decisions. They come alongside, and just in a, you know, a nice relationship. They do things together. They spend time together. They are held accountable. It's one person they can call, so that they're not calling 10 different agencies trying to get help. They can call their mentor, and their mentor can help them funnel to the right place. One of the things I do with the mentors is I train them in all the local resources. In Saratoga County, we're incredibly fortunate to have an amazing number of resources available. And so I have put together a packet that I give to all the mentors that has all the local agencies as well as state and national funding programs that can assist them, and then they have that information. So this veteran who's struggling with just getting through each day, he doesn't have to do that. His mentor can help him do that, or do that for him in a way that is encouraging and uplifting and not demeaning in any way.
I'd like to add too that, you know, we've also seen that many veterans are not reaching out to the traditional agencies or hospitals or facilities. And this is an opportunity for that veteran to make the program really what they would like it to be. They are able to meet with their mentor, with Amy, have conversations about what they would like to see come from the program, what their goals are, and they're able to work together to kind of make the program really what it is that they want it to be and where they feel that they could really use some assistance.
And do you see veterans of all ages, from folks who just returned from overseas to folks who returned many years ago?
I think we do. I mean, in my office especially, and also within the peer-to-peer program, we see veterans from all age groups and all walks of life. It's not always just the returning veteran that may need some assistance. There may be a veteran who has had some particular life event that has led to them to kind of need some assistance many years after service, and they're also welcome to participate in the program, and they also often benefit from the program.
The ages of folks that are involved in the program go from 22 to 80. My oldest mentor is 80 years old, and it's great to see this, because veterans speak a language all their own, and I have to step out of the way and allow them to do that, to relate to each other on whatever level. One of the biggest groups of folks that are involved in the program right now are Vietnam veterans. And it's awesome because they're kind of the last group that really saw major combat. And so they can come alongside the guys coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, say, I've been there, done that. I know what it feels like. And that's been an awesome thing to watch.
There are a lot of programs like our peer-to-peer program that have received support and attention, and we're able to try some new things to assist the other veterans. I think another point that I would like to make to all this is that we also have to be careful not to stigmatize all veterans in saying that all veterans are broken. Another beauty of our peer-to-peer model is that we've got a lot of positive things that are happening. This can be a positive thing. It doesn't have to be such a negative, have a negative connotation to it. There are veterans out there who have been there and done that, and they have come out on the other side of things with success, and they're able to share that success with other veterans and turn their military service into a positive thing and not let that continue to be kind of a negative cloud, if you will, over an individual's life.
The thing I would stress as well is that we have young men and women that are coming back from overseas or from coming out of the service and coming back to Saratoga County who we want to make sure that they don't define the rest of their life based on what they did before they were 25. We want them to understand that they have their whole lifetime ahead of them and that there are so much that they can accomplish and that they can do and be successful at. And so part of this is helping them look at what their goals are going to be, what they can accomplish, and how they can get there, regardless of what injury they return with or what might be going on the inside, that there is so much potential in them as well, and we want to help them realize that.
If anybody would like to contact the office, how can they reach you?
The Saratoga County Veterans Service Agency, we are located in Ballston Spot, 152 West High Street, and we can be reached at 884-4115, and Amy Hughes, our program coordinator, can be reached at 884-4999.